God damn, I'm gonna miss these kids when I go. I don't think there's any point in telling them. We've had an amazing play session, done pretty much everything they could have wanted, and then some. I'm sure Daddy-O won't mind I gave them some extra treats. He'll understand once I tell him. Wonder what his reaction's gonna be. Well, he's on a date, so he won't be too preoccupied to bother much. Probably just an inconvenience to find a new sitter. A shame. He's a good man. Works hard for himself and the kids. You couldn't really ask any more, could you? He's late, though. He must be having fun. I wonder if she's prettier than me. Wait, did I really just think that? I'm not jealous. Or am I? No. I was happy for him when he said he was going out on a date. It's about time he gets back out there. I'll try to clean up the house since the kids are calming down for the movie and falling asleep. I might be gone, but I'll make damn sure he won't find a better babysitter than me. Well, look who's late home, mister. Care to explain yourself? You don't actually have to explain. I'm sure you were enjoying yourself. As for the boys, my update for you is that they both are sleeping soundly. It was incredibly fun. We played some board games. Twister had them screaming in excitement when I fell over. We were in the yard throwing the balls around, and I hope you don't get mad, but I gave them some ice cream. For being so good, of course. I swear, tonight, they were like complete angels. It's almost like they knew something was up. I'm surprised you still need a babysitter for them. I'm sure they would behave by themselves just fine. Maybe a quick visit from a neighbor to remind them it's bedtime soon. Oh, really now? This is just for me. Well, I can't say that I'm flattered. I can't say I'm particularly happy about that, though. You don't have to hire me just to give me money, but the gesture is appreciated, as much as I hate to swallow my pride. Honestly, you're a pretty good father. You always take care of them so well. You learn to cook from scratch, and you're always so gentle with them. Seriously, it takes a lot of willpower to keep up with it, but I would say you've shown me the best example so far of just how to be a solo parent. And I've been babysitting for 3 years now. Those boys are going to be heartbreakers when they get older, since you're able to pass on your gentle sensibilities onto them. I'm sure the women around you must flock because of the way you carry yourself. Speaking of which, if you don't mind me being a little nosy, how did the date go? Was she nice? Was she beautiful? I need to know the juicy details. It's been so long. I was shocked when you told me it was a Oh. Wait. Really? You're lying. God, please don't let that ruin all women for you. I know I sound like everyone else when I say this, but you just have to put yourself out there. You got really unlucky, okay? I swear, some people just don't know how good they have it with someone like you. You honestly deserve so much more than you get. Oh, that's my parents. I was worried you being late was gonna be an issue, and I'm sorry to spring this on you. Guess I forgot to tell ya. Remember how I graduated at the end of summer? My parents want me to move out of state for this college they went to that they think is gonna guarantee me for success or something like that. And they're telling me that I need to go, like, now. In fact, I wasn't supposed to be here tonight. I should have left this morning. But I wanted the perfect day with the boys. I didn't tell them. I just let them do everything they wanted, and, well, saying goodbye to you isn't that much easier either. You've been especially good to me. I just don't think I can defy my parents much longer. Even if... It doesn't matter. Looks like this is it, big guy. Tell the boys I'll miss them. You look after yourself, mister. You'll get there in the end. No. No, fuck. I can't, this isn't right. Wait, mister? Damn it. I don't want me to be your newest problem, but please don't force me to go to that college just because my parents think it'll be good for me. Why don't I get a say in my life? They never even bothered to ask me what I wanted. You know what I want. I want to stay here, with you. What do you mean, what am I talking about? Don't you remember? I told you, I wanted to be a full-time caretaker. I even found this daycare that was so happy to hear that I wanted to join them. But my parents won't let me. They think that being a caretaker is only for people that have given up on their dreams and not worth the effort. I tried to convince them that I would be fine and I could take care of myself here. Even bothered to show them how much I would earn every month so I can take care of myself. But it fell on deaf ears. So, instead of just treating me like an adult, they're trying to force me to do something that'll leave me unhappy and miserable for the rest of my life. What's the point of me going if I pile on student debt that I can never hope to wrangle myself out of? What's the solution? I need to think. Oh, that could work. Mister, can't you see? Isn't it obvious? The solution is you. I want to stay here with you, mister. I promise I'll be good. I can earn my keep and I'll be away during the day at work. It would be like I was never here, and heck, I can even look after the boys at night. Like, that wouldn't be an issue. You can get your freedom and independence again? No need to hand me any more money. You can spoil yourself for once. I know, it is so crazy. Your babysitter's asking you to let her stay with you, but I need to do this. I want to do this. My life is quite literally about to dramatically change, either for the worst or for the better. I couldn't even do this with anyone else. It simply has to be you, or what's the point? My life is over. You're the only one that I can trust out of anyone in this town. You've always been so incredibly nice to me, so caring and thoughtful. And everyone either barely paid attention to me or outright resents me. You are the only one I could ever ask, let alone try to get a positive response from. Don't you remember our late-night conversations when the boys were in bed? You'd say how exhausted you were from work and child-rearing and cleaning. And then voila, the next day the house would be clean. I care about you. I listen to you. I know it's strange. Maybe you've never even seen me in that way before, and it's honestly crazy, but I could be by your side. Relieve you of your burdens, stress, duties, pent-up energy, anything. You name it, I can do it. I've always had fun babysitting for you when you went off to work or the late-night shifts. The boys always speak so highly of you, and you have no idea how sweet they are. They're part of the reason I decided that I wanted to do childcare in the first place. I thought this was something I would do for a while to make an extra buck, but I stayed because of how amazing you and your family are. I stayed through thick and thin these past few years, even when your wife left you all that time ago. You have no idea just how pissed off I was that she'd just walk out on your marriage and leave you with the kids, and how bad I felt for you. Having to juggle them and work without someone with you? You deserve better. The question is, do you know what better might be if it came into your life and hit you across the face? It would be so horrible of me to just leave you with no one to help, with them, and everything else that you might need. So please, let me stay here. You don't even have to pay me. I'll take care of the kids, I'll clean every day, I'll cook for you all day free of charge. Of course you don't have to pay me. I would be living in your house. It would be even worse of me to just sit here and freeload while you slave away at work to provide for an extra mouth. Please, don't worry about it. Fine. You want to give back to me for all my hard work? You can tell me how your day was while I cook you dinner. You can show me all your appreciation while you're home, and I can show you all of my appreciation too. You can let me play with the kids, take care of them, watch them grow, and do whatever their hearts desire with their lives when it's finally time for them to leave the nest. You must know what I'm offering now, right? I want to repay your care with all my love. This sounds crazy, but we've gotten on so well. I said this earlier, but have you ever seen me in that way before? In a romantic or partnership type of light? I, in theory, would want to be with you as your wife. Hey, are you okay? You look a bit shocked. Well, isn't it natural? I love you, and I hope you love me the same. We've known each other for years and know almost everything about each other. Really, what's stopping us? Did you think it was a boundary you could never cross? I've been bad in trying to get you to catch me in certain situations, but you've never made a move. When I learned that you were going on a date, I was excited that you had moved past from your ex, but I've grown jealous. Why can't you see me? I'm right here in front of you. I really do want this. I want us to have a chance. Well, of course I want to. Why else would I ask you to do it if I didn't want it in the first place? You're a good father. You're a good husband. Even when your ex was around, and you're such a sweet guy. You always comfort me through even the toughest times when no one else would. Not even my parents noticed how bad it would get. I don't judge you for the past. It's not your fault. Your ex destroyed your confidence. But I can see you for the man you truly are. This is beyond crazy, but I think I love you, Daddy. Sorry, that was too much. Oh my god, I didn't expect that. I think you have me blushing right now. So would that make us a couple then? I cannot tell you in words how happy you've just made me. I know I'm a bit younger than you, but if I'm honest, you being older,